The opinions and ideas expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect those held by Hamilton College, WHCL-FM as a whole, or the trustees of Hamilton College.
I swung the election, friend. That's no small order. To just blow nose and sweep all the votes from Canada to the Mexican border. I started out with a bang, blow the Dixie line. My opening shot was burning hot, and every single vote was mine. From there I swung westward, taking every state in my stride. My bandwagon swinging, everybody started in to ride. I won every town and state without exception. My friend, I swung the election. Now to give you some idea of the reception I was accorded, I took a sound man along with me and had these scenes recorded. My best to the last. I'll give you just the highlights of this, my farewell blast.
Play that tonight.
Do I ever?
Yes, Jack Teagarden and his orchestra. I swung the election. They didn't even have Diebold back then. They just sort of, he could have swung the election. And you know what? He'd be a lot more congenial than some of the people we've had recently. Much more. At many levels of government, let's say. From Cheney to the homunculus he was speaking in favor of tonight. And I'm not even going to mention his name. Why give him publicity? And, yes, that's what they're called now. Not congressmen, homunculi. And that was from 1939, right before that particular election. And Roosevelt was still in there strong. Before that, Benny Goodman and his orchestra, Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jibe. Kind of like Hannity and Combs, you might say. Speaking of which, I'll bet Cheney, sitting there watching his multiple Fox televisions, his Jarvik almost threw a rod with Jim Fetzer getting on and saying that he was the one who told the planes to stand down, according to Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta. And that, too, is available on the Internet, and it is from C-SPAN, so I'm not making that up. I don't make anything up. Unless it's something about Elmer Feldkamp, but of course that has nothing to do with things very important. And I did that last week. Anyway, check that out. Yes. But Cheney was, and he called for Digitalis a double and on the rocks. And before that, Joe Wingy Manone, and expressing my feelings exactly with regard to the situation today in the hotel, oatmeal. We had our bug. Downright disgusted. 1928. Now, from above the border, we have perhaps a more objective view of our own politics because we are so wrapped up in it, so caught up in the moment that we perhaps lose, we sit around watching television, we get so caught up in our and our various lives and our nice trying to find gas for the SUV and cleaning our guns and all this other stuff. And sometimes we just forget to sit back and take a breath and relax and think about things. And we just turn the radio on and it's hypnotic. Television is hypnotic. The computer is hypnotic. Video games are hypnotic. This isn't hypnotic. This is music to wake up the mind and make it smile. And if you're feeling some anxiety right now, thank you. I'm Andy Senior, your music therapist. Now, from north of the border, yes, Cheney is God, and Limbaugh is his prophet. Moxie Fruvis from 1996, The Greatest Man in America.
Ditto.
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 Ditto. Coming from Canada, we love those leaders who personify the U.S. way to be. There was JFK and LBJ and WKRP. But of these, there is not one to rival the greatest genius of them all. He's a megalo with a healthy glow. He's the man called Rush Limbaugh.
He's a dose of P.T. Barnum
with a Mussolini twist.
El Duce.
There in the limousine parked on the lawn, he's a goofy Genghis. Not since Jesus Christ has the world seen someone with such widely syndicated views. Hundreds of years from now, they'll celebrate Rushmas and Rosh Hashanah for the Jews. Cause he'll pull the plug on feminazis, paranoid minorities and gays. He's a burning bush with a network push, sure to start a countrywide blaze.
He taught me to love and praise Charlton Heston.
Oliver North is quite a nice man, too.
Forget Alan Tipper, let's bring back the Gipper and Joe McCarthy, too.
I was a troubled soul, consumed by voices advocating special interest groups and vice. Till rush to my sweet rescue. Now I'll never ever have to think twice.
Never ever have to think twice. So we'll sign a check for Limbaughism. Restore the moral fundamental core. We'll cut the debt and start a debt offensive on the poor. It's a blitzkrieg in the making.
Everybody!
It's to take the upper class.
Well, not everybody.
Yes, sir, I'll get the door. Roll the carpet on the floor. For a man.
For a man.
For a man.
Such a man.
For a man. With his hand up his.
Ditto.
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 Ask us the name of the king, it's Rush!
The greatest man in America.
We'll be right back.
sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. Down by the old maelstrom, there'll be a storm before the calm, and we will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake, with complete participation in that grand incineration. Nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. Oh, we will all char together when we char, and let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are. We will all burn together when we burn. There'll be no need to stand and wait your turn. When it's time for the fallout and St. Peter calls us all out, we'll just drop our agendas and adjourn. You will all go directly to your respective Valhallas. Go directly, do not pass, go, do not collect $200. And we will all go together when we go. Every Hottentot and every Eskimo, when the air becomes uranious, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we all will go together when we all go together. Yes, we all will go together when we go.
Ah, yes. Tom Lehrer said it earliest and best from 1959. And we will all go together when we go. Well, Cheney, of course, will be hiding under that mountain. In fact, he's headed back there right now, waiting for further developments. What's Korea going to do? Or maybe we can blame it on Korea when it happens. Who knows? Got to have some enemy. There's got to be something there. We couldn't be the enemy because we're just too nice. Americans always do the right thing, don't we? We're always for truth, justice, and the American way. So, I just get that nonsense right out of your head. Huh. Before that, the Squirrel Nut Zippers, Bad Businessman, 1996. Great song, but it sounds like it could have been written about him, in fact. And he's around this town, was around this town today. Not this town, not Clinton, but this general vicinity of Utica. And before that, Moxie Fruva singing the praise of Rush Limbaugh. And he's only gotten, it's all gone to his head, but it wasn't just fame. It was also OxyContin, Vicodin, whatever else his housekeeper could pick up in that Denny's parking lot. Shopping for a doctor? Call Rush and get a second opinion. Now on Radiola Goes Ballistic, we continue with Napoleon's Emperors from 1929. Eddie Lang in there sort of expresses this guy's demeanor, but we'll leave it to you to apply it as it will be applied. Mean to me.
That he can, playing mean tricks, that's his plan. Oh, that nasty man. When he calls on you, he phones his uncle in Timbuktu, leaves a nickel when he's through. Oh, that nasty man. When you're out walking, he'll make you trip and fall. And when you're talking, he will cut in, he likes to butt in. Oh, that nasty man. He used to show off his Palm Beach tan. When it rained, his color ran. Oh, that nasty man.
People think he is a nasty man. I'm afraid that's true. That was from Nasty Man Kay Weber on the vocal from 1934, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. And before that, Jimmy Greer and his orchestra from the Coconut Grove. Margaret Lawrence on the vocal. Was that the human thing to do? Like starting a war, perhaps? Or starting a couple of wars? Before that, Napoleon's Emperors. Somebody's got a Napoleon complex. Mean to me and everyone else. 1929. Oh, the media doesn't like me. You know, I feel really sad when I hear that. I feel so sad that this murdering, profiteering, snarling, obscene, obsessed with power, megalomaniac claims that people don't like him. You know, that's very sad. I think we should send them a bouquet. maybe a FTD, one of those little things with a card, and just say, "We're sorry the media doesn't like you. I'm very sad." Well, the people that didn't like him showed up today, and they were in force at that park there near the hotel, Utica. That park, there were some organizers involved with this station. Kathy Silber was deeply involved, and I believe she has a show on the night before this one. About the same time, I think 7 o'clock. Check our schedule, please. And she was very, very much involved with setting up that very successful protest. By the way, you can look at pictures on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. And my ancillary blog for purposes of this evening is utikansfor911truth.blogspot.com. You might not be able to Google that one, but you can definitely Google Radiola. And I will put a link up to our Utican site. I finally decided to be brave and do that. I know a lot of people will probably object to some of the things I'm saying, and that's fair enough. All I ask is that people examine the evidence and look at what's going on in this world. They lied to us about the war. They lied to us about everything so far. They certainly lied to us about 9/11, and they are into it up to their necks and above. Sorry, it's true. Lest you think I'm being too unkind, I'm going to get unkinder still. Cheney is reputed to have a situation with his heart. I don't think that kept him out of the military, but it was a chicken heart. He was born with one. Henry Allen and his orchestra, "You Might Get Better, But You'll Never Get Well," 1930.
But you'll never get well. Don't try to fool me, babe, 'cause I can't tell. I wasted my time, now I lost my mind. Don't try to kid me, baby, I don't even like your kind. You knew I loved you, look how hard I fell. I've been just nothing but a big dumbbell. Don't use your jive on me, 'cause I can tell. You might get better, but you'll never get well. Thank you.
something the cats had in the alley last night. You know that ain't right. No. Come here, let me tell you something, woman. You made a big, fat, greasy bum out of me, and I ain't gonna stand for it. I gotta tell you something. Yes, here it is. You made me what I am today. I hope you're satisfied. You should be. You dragged and dragged me down until my very soul within me died. Yes, not my shoe soles, no. You shattered all my dreams. You pulled me from the star. And though you're not true, may God bless you. You know I wanted to bless you. That's the curse of an aching heart, yeah. Deanna has it. Curse on me, please don't. I can't take it. Once is enough. You gonna put another one on me? You dirty dog. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Knock his vomit car.
Bite me in the back of my wife, you dog, you.
Now, I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Boy, I brought you into my home. You wouldn't leave my wife alone. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Boy, I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. I'll be tickled to death when you leave this place, you dog. I took you for my friend. The way you bit me in the back was a sin. You ain't no good, you rascal, you. Oh, I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. I will be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. When you're laid 6 feet deep, no more fried chicken will you eat. Oh, you dog, you rascal, you. Ah. Yes, ain't no good, that dog. It just ain't no good. As I said before, I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. I'll be standing on a corner high when they bring your body by. Oh, you dog, you rascal. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Boy, what is it that you got that makes my wife think you hot? Oh, you dog. Oh, you dog. Hey. Ah. Yes, boy, what make you so no good? You come to my house and heat up all my fiddles. You know what I mean. That's something to eat.
I care not who makes the laws of a nation, as long as I get to choose what songs I play on this program. No further comment on that. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Louis Armstrong and his orchestra from 1931. Before that, Fats Waller and his rhythm from 1936, The Curse of an Aching Heart. And that's right back at you. Henry Allen and his orchestra, Henry Red Allen. You might get better, but you'll never get well. 1930. No, sociopaths usually don't improve. I don't think they can grow a conscience in a Petri dish and gene splice it back into an adult. Unfortunately, once that sucker's dead, it's dead. And this is Andy Sr. with some modicum of a conscience, because it bothers him constantly. Bothers me constantly, I should say. And this is Radiola. Not normally in this mode, this program, but tonight it is, because we had Dick Cheney in Utica at the hotel giving a speech. And the thing about that speech was, it cost $150 to go in and stand up and listen to him speak for 15 minutes. Alternatively, you could pay $1,000 to have your picture taken with him. I didn't know his picture would register on regular photographic film. I guess they have special cameras, but apparently it does. And I think if you want to actually have a picture taken throwing a banana cream pie at Dick Cheney, that's $2,000 in 6 months. Now, Ben Sullivan and his orchestra. Here's some advice to our vice president, an advice president. And I believe me, he needs this, because that pussy's got on him is so nasty. That look, he looks like he's about to bite a baby's head off. On WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. Ben Sullivan and his orchestra. Smile, darn you, smile. Yes, and what's not to like? That was Oil Well by Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers from 1930. Before that, another characteristic song, You Can't Cheat a Cheater. Nice Saddy Lang guitar in there. That was from 1929. And before that, Ben Sullivan with the advice to Cheney. Smile, darn you, smile. And sounds like Bush was doing part of the chorus there. I don't know. 1931. Now we're going to get very serious, and this is my anti-war protest. So this is three songs long. By the way, after this, after I'm off the air, and I'll be on for a slight bit extra. Jonathan Mead will be in here to take over, and he'll be here probably till midnight or maybe a little beyond. With Anywhere But Here, world music program, he normally hosts on Monday night, and it's an excellent show, and I commend it to you. It's wonderful stuff, kind of different from what I play, although I was playing some French stuff earlier. And I'll play one more French record, although not obviously such, but that's later on. But this is mostly not that, but it's a nice mix, and I listen to that, and enjoy it. So here's Morton Harvey, I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier, from Victor 78, 1915.
The devil talking to his son, who wanted to go up above, up above. He cried, "It's getting too warm for me down here, and so I'm going up on earth where I can have a little fun." The devil simply shook his head and answered his son, "Stay down here where you belong. The folks who live above you don't know right from wrong. To please their king, they've all gone out to war, and not a one of them knows what he's fighting for. Way up above, they say that I'm a devil and I'm bad. Kings up there are bigger devils than your dad. They're breaking the hearts of mothers, making butchers out of brothers. You'll find more hell up there than there is down below." Kings up there, they don't care for the mothers who must stay at home. They're called the mayor, stay at home. Don't you roam. Although it's warm down below, you'll find it warmer up there. If ere you went up there, my son, I know you'd be surprised. You'd find a lot of people who are not civilized. Stay down here where you belong. The folks who live above you don't know right from wrong. To please their king, they've all gone out to war, and not a one of them knows what he's fighting for. Way up above, they say that I'm a devil and I'm bad. Kings up there are bigger devils than your dad. They're breaking the hearts of mothers, making butchers out of brothers. You'll find more hell up there than there is down below.
We got a call to write a song about the war in the Gulf, but we shouldn't hurt anyone's feelings. So we tried, then gave up, 'cause there was no such song. But the trying was very revealing. What makes a person so poisonous righteous that they think less of anyone who just disagrees? She's just a pacifist, he's just a patriot. If I said you were crazy, would you have to fight me? Fighters for liberty, fighters for power, fighters for longer turns in the shower. Don't tell me I can't fight, 'cause I'll punch out your lights. And history seems to agree that I would fight you for me. So we read and we watched all the specially selected news, and we learned so much more about the good guys. Won't you stand by the flag, was the question unasked. Won't you join in and fight with the Allies? What could we say 25 years old. With 25 sweet summers and hot fires in the cold. This kind of life makes that violence unthinkable. We'd like to play hockey, have kids and grow old. Fighters for Texaco, fighters for power, fighters for longer turns in the shower. Don't tell me I can't fight, 'cause I'll punch out your lights. And history seems to agree that I would fight you for me. That us would fight them for we. He's just a peacenik and she's just a war hawk. That's where the beach was. That's where the sea. What could we say? We're only 25 years old. And history seems to agree that I would fight you for me. That us would fight them for we. Is that how it always will be?
I was going to play something else after that, but I don't think there's any way to top that, the emotion of that piece. And it's recent, I believe 93, but it just always gets me. But I will finish, and I will hand it over to Jonathan. I'm going to finish up with a tribute to my wife, who's my constant companion and ride to the studio. And I thank her, and I thank everyone for putting up with my mouth tonight. And next week it'll all be music, and the commentator will retreat into the background. But I have to finish this. This isn't commentary. Of course, that was the Gulf War song by Moxie Fruvis. From 96. This is a French record. In case you're keeping score, Sweet Sue Just You, Michel Warlow and his orchestra from 1937.